book came out, it sort of took off for a lot of people, which I think is wonderful. And there's been a lot of exploration of more traditional non-hopdales occurring, some really unusual stuff. And the whole concept of gruet has come back quite strongly. Gruet was the number one form of beer or ale produced in the Western world before the advent of hopped ales, and it had at least a 1,000-year history. And more and more people are making that as well, and it's a great ale.
And you have a lot in your book about various psychotropic beers, and do you think there's a place in our society for psychotropic beers now?
Well, there's a place in our society for psychotropics. I mean, whether it's in beer or any other kind, you know, you look at what's happening, the war on drugs in the United States that's been going on, started about in 1906 with the creation of the FDA and all of that. It's not working. There's a fundamental need for every organism to use psychotropics, or a certain number of individuals within a species to use them. And you're looking at probably about a 20% need. So that thing, it's repressed so strongly in our culture, but what's being missed is the fundamental need within living organisms to do that for the health of the culture. So yeah, I think there's an absolute place for it, and what's more, a fundamental need that has to be addressed.
So what were the religious connections to fermentation for the ancient people? Does alcohol take people to a different kind of mind space, like a sacred mind space? And I know it's used in Christianity to this day.
Well, yeah, it's used in Christianity to a certain extent. It's like completely controlled in that sense. But yeah, of course, what I was mentioning earlier about the sacred dynamics of it, I mean, there's this magical thing that comes into being without the human. I mean, see, even in Belgium now, they still have open-air fermentation, which generally are called lambics, and it's a mixture of various kinds of yeast and lactobacilli that do the fermentation, and it tastes like a slightly sour Chardonnay. But that idea of that you mix some sugar and water, a sugar substance and water together, and then it magically changes into this substance that changes your consciousness, it was a phenomenal kind of experience. And I mean, we sort of take that for granted now, but no, they didn't before now.
Ancient stories about the origin of beers so often have a connection to the sacred and also the experience of mortality that every human faces. So what do you think this is?
Before now, even when my great-grandfather, who I knew quite well, who was a physician, was alive, he died in 1963, but he was born in 1888, so he was completely aware that people were meant to be biodegradable. I mean, he was a physician, a country physician, and he lived with that life and death dynamic all of the time, and he delivered babies in their homes and sat with them as they were dying in those same homes years later. That recognition that death is inevitable and we're all meant to be biodegradable was something that was fundamentally understood prior to World War II in most cultures on Earth. And
you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CITR 101.9, Sonic Abyss.
Sonic Abyss.
Sonic Abyss.
Welcome to the abyss of the sonic sounds.
February 1st, 2012, welcoming the new month. Very just, nice.
With some sunshine.
Yeah, it's so beautiful out there. today we're going to be playing a lot of local and Canadian music, I guess. nationally local, so...
Nationally local? No, we're going to play, like, local-local.
Local-local?
Vancouver local. A lot of the stuff that we have lined up is a lot of Vancouver local. Yeah, yeah. So, provincially local.
Ooh. Municipality of Vancouver local.
Ooh.
Okay. So, yeah. Let's kick it off.
All right. Let's get straight to it. Enjoy. We're going to string you out with a couple of short 7 inches, and then it will just be a great show. So stay tuned and get your freak on.
Softly in the wind. this is so obscene, but I might not get the things that you've been promising me.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Sonic Abyss on CITR 101.9. You just heard a nice little set starting with Korean Gut, Your Misery, Our Benefit. After that, we had Lightning Dust, Never Again. Then Frederick, Artificial Christmas.
Yeah, that's
Artificial
right.
Artificial Christmas.
Featuring, and there's a feature on that too.
Oh yeah?
It's Frederick featuring...
Plyscone?
Sure.
Plycone? Jeez, some hard riding there, Nicole.
That was part of the Light Organ Records with Bells on Christmas special. We're not too far away from Christmas. We could still play Christmas music.
I can't read the last one.
Oh, the last one we played, so you just heard, was A is for Animals, nice. And that's by a group called Honky Honky.
Ooh.
Honky Honky, whom I saw in Montreal, and they are from Montreal, and... Yeah, I think they were better live than like their CD, but
right.
That's just me.
Yeah, I don't know about them, so.
Hopefully they're not listening.
Why?
I don't know.
No, they get a real, a real opinion.
Real perspective.
Whatever, you're just one of many listeners, so. if they get offended, that's kind of silly, but whatever.
They're too sensitive. Musicians are too sensitive.
Yes, I'd know.
Up next, we are... Gonna once again spin it on the LP 7
Blood inches. Stains Across British Columbia.
That's the next Whew. Track we're going to, so hang on to your hats.
Yes.
Their eyes, both heads to the skies, is one, is three. Perched to the tree, four bodies beside, what once will be, will be. I'll make you cry, the snake in my mind, it wraps around and winds. Hole in your soul is nothing before, the rest inside you dies.
They're gonna kick you out. You'll get a couple months notice in case you wanna leave town. And they'll sign your name on the dotted line and swear you wanna serve your country, but it's a lie. 'Cause you
Take them back to the open city. The attraction, they've got their own.
This is Sonic Abyss.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Things are getting dramatic here.
Little Beatty. Beethoven.
Yes.
Taking us on a sonata sail.
Sentimental journey.
Sentimental journey.
So let's wind down that set list. Lots of music, lots of music. Short songs, short but sweet. At the top of the set was New Sensei.
Like sensei as in the Japanese word for a master or a guru.
Yes. A sensei. You spelled it wrong.
No,
they spelled it wrong.
It's just new spelled N-U, so I think they spelled it however
phonetically,
magically they wanted it to be.
And you know what? When you're an independent artist, you have that creative freedom.
Absolutely.
And the song was Bloodstains Across BC. No, that was the name of the artist. And those songs were really short and sweet. So after New Sensei, you heard Roll Mac. And then after that was White Inn. And then there was a beautiful song.
White Lung.
White Lung. Learn how to read, Nicole. You'll learn how to spell.
Yes.
After that, it was a beautiful song by Christina Muir called Between
Atoms.
Between Atoms, thank you. And
Up
after that.
Up an Atom.
Pardon?
Up an Atom.
I think it's not an atom, but an atom.
Up an Atom. You've seen The Simpsons, you know what I'm talking about.
I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons as a child.
You weren't allowed?
It's very sheltered.
That's horrid.
Sex Church was. Oops. I'm. XXX Church, Triple X Church. The song
Good
was
time
Put
Church.
Away. It was crunchy. And then after that was Rid of Me by Pack AD on Persons. Also on the heavier side of things. We're going to keep wailing through these music.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know what we have lined up next, or are we just going to play it?
Let's just play it.
We'll just play it. It's good. And
we'll run it down after.
We promise it's not at all classical. This is Sonic Abyss on your airwaves. Stay tuned for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
I saw the future. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
to your code. Lost your faith down an old man's road. Ricky, don't serve. Ricky, he don't serve. The jackal wax will sell them all. One, two, one, two, three, four. Ricky don't serve. No, no, no. 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 Three blocks down, won't even go. Pray on tap from his head to his toes. Ricky, don't serve. Ricky, he don't serve. The jackal wax won't sell them all. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Sonic Abyss, CITR 101.9 FM. What you're hearing in the background is a band called Indian Wars.
No.
It's not Indian Wars. Actually, what you just heard was Indian Wars. What you just heard before this was Indian Wars, an album called Walk Around the Park, a song called George Ellis.
Very cute little cover they got going on here. In the inside is five guys sitting in a pond, and they're all naked.
Oh, very nice, very nice. That's all we need. More nude album covers and inserts and sleeves. Let's run down this last set we had, which ended with Indian Wars. It started with the Zolas song called Destroy, Destroy, Destroy. After that was Joyce Collingwood, Scum Wing, then McClue, Trouble Thing by McClue. And then the Pegs, Ricky Don't Surf by the Pegs. And finally, Indian Wars, George Ellis.
This song that's playing right now might actually even take us to the end of the show.
It's pretty long.
Yeah, it is long.
Well, so what are we going to yak about during this thing in the background?
Well, we can talk about how it's been a smashing good time having you listen to our featureless local feature.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's been good. Hope everyone had a nice little nice night last night with Quarter Moon. You can see it right now, if it's still sunny. It was poking out in the daytime really nicely.
Perhaps. We should also mention that next week, in honor and in celebration of Black History Month.
Oh yeah, nice.
From, I think it's 2 to 4 or 2 to 5 will be African black music rocking out of the airwaves from CITR. Sonic Abyss is coming back. We're going to be playing some traditional music as well as some polyrhythmic Afro funk.
Yeah, for sure. I gotta get that stuff on here.
Definitely be a
Nigerian
show.
Nigerian logos.
Woo! Yeah, don't miss it. Don't miss it. If you like your music, especially your world music, and you like hearing new stuff that's from nowhere near this continent, then tune in next week.
Yeah, please stay tuned. I think we'll let the listeners get the full experience of this last track. And
Aye, Capitaine.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us.
That's
this is CITR.
Sonic Abyss tuning out.
101.9 FM, thank you.